Last time we had our next guest on the broadcast, he's very popular. He's a friend of Larry Pinkney. Again, any friend of Larry Pinkney is a friend of ours here, certainly. And you guys wanted him back, and I'm so glad that we have him again. Randy Short, Dr. Randy Short, he's self-described, here's his bio: I'm a writer, historian, researcher, social media, social justice worker, and social action minister. I'm presently having my first monograph published, and four others in various stages of pre-production. We're very excited to have him on, and boy, what a firecracker. Dr. Randy Short. Dr. Short, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Yes, and I have an addendum. My book got released yesterday by Hollis, the Hollis Media Group.
And oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's out, so I'll have more information when I talk to my publisher. But the book on the Presbyterian missionary to the Congo, William Shepherd, thanks to Mom and so many other people, but mostly Mom, this book is out.
What's the name of the book?
William Henry Shepherd, pioneer missionary to the Congo.
Oh, very good. We'll talk about that in a little bit, too. We'll mention that. I didn't know. It wasn't written in the notes, so that's fantastic news. Let's start with, I don't know if it's the most important story today. It's certainly the loudest story of the day. It's the goat circus that we call this Nancy Pelosi, whatever it is, impeachment, whatever. What your initial reactions, what in the world are we looking at here? You're cutting out, Randy.
Okay, what we have is
there
a coup. What we have is a coup. Nancy Pelosi is a mafia princess of Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., a mafia don from Baltimore. Just like Donald Trump beat another mafia princess named Hillary Clinton. So you have these thugs who are angry that our guy won, and they'll stop at nothing to steal our country, our Constitution, our God, our guns, our unborn, our republic from us.
What now? I talked to my Uncle Kevin, does the news with me this morning, and we were talking before. I'm almost convinced that this whistleblower who came out about this a conversation with Trump, the transcript was released, which all the hubbub is about. I mean, I just read it's like as innocent or as innocuous as possible. It's unbelievable. There's zero, it's ridiculous. I'm almost convinced that the whistleblower who came out to draw attention to this was some kind of white hat that was actually trying to bait the Nancy Pelosi's of the world to grab onto this, because it really points the finger right back at Biden.
Well, he's a crook. His son allowed people to be lynched when Obama was president. The Bidens have enriched themselves. They're not honest people. Hunter Biden is a drug addict. His daughter's a drug addict. There's nothing clean about this guy. And all of this is garbage. Trump is going to win. You know, there's a song that I've been singing, and I'm going to sing it. I'll do a verse of it. It goes like this. I'm on the Trump train. I'm on the Trump train. I'm on the Trump train. I voted in 16. Gonna do it again. That's how I feel about it. There's nothing.
That's a nice ring to it.
Me. Oh, that's right. That needs to be the hit song. We're going to sing it, and we don't care who doesn't like it. He's going to win again. We're going to put him back in. And I have a little verse. Listen to Blitzer, Go Ahead Man. But what you don't know, we blacks are Trump again. We're on the Trump train. Now, he's switched over. They're not talking about this. A third of us are with Trump now. The Democrats can't win without us, and we don't want them anymore.
What, you know, that's one of the things that's always puzzled me about, you know, I grew up in Atlanta. I had black friends and black community, whatever. But when it came to, they were just, it's like married to the Democratic Party. I just couldn't understand it.
You mean a concubine. They're not married. This
yeah.
Isn't married. It's I Cantina. And we don't have the gas card of the 17 cents. We just get the beans.
Oh, that's a great way to describe it. And so you really think it's been broken? This relationship's been broken.
Do you know that there's a movement to get rid of John Lewis down in Atlanta?
Yeah,
when
I sure
we
did.
At a Stone Soul picnic outside of Baltimore, and one guy asked the candidate, her name is Reba Hawkins 2000, I'm sorry, 2020.org is the website. The man came up and confronted us and says, what are you running as? And she says, Republican. He says, why'd you hold your head down? You got to run hard against these people. It's an old black man, a little radical, says, you better run as a Republican and destroy these people. This is what we're getting, people who want. The problem is the people who are black and Republicans, a lot of them I call them Republicoons. They're not like Larry Pinkney. They're not like me. They don't want to fight. They're like black Democrat light. And that's so we haven't seen really aggressive people. For example, diamond and silk level, at least, people who will give some clapback at these people. I mean, Elijah Cummings is an embarrassment. Al Green, the one that looks like the teenage werewolf who forces his own employees to snort cocaine and rapes them, and he gets to introduce articles of impeachment against the president, and no one... Where were the black Republicans or the conservative media to attack these clowns? They end up doing the political correctness. They end up being, who's there to talk about Nancy Pelosi's father letting all the dope come into Baltimore? How dare her say anything about Trump? Where are the people who get angry like I do? And they need to be in positions. We're talking about Arthur Fletcher type black Republicans who absolutely can't stand do nothing, backstabber, Ku Klux Klan wannabe black Democrats. That's what we need.
Well, you just brought up a point, and it's kind of a little side note, but I think it fits right in. In the black community, the Democratic Party is the party of abortions. More black people are aborted than born. And the Democratic Party is the party of the Ku Klux Klan. I don't understand it, Dr. Short.
Well, you know what? They want to take...
You're cutting out. Get them back on the microphone.
They want to take your guns and let the Klan come in.
I know.
It's crazy. So we're in the middle of a civil war in our community. This is what's going on. If you notice the confusion of the circus called this Democratic primary, if you notice, I told you Kamala Harris was going to disappear. I mean, she may as well put her Hindu dot on and be her real self. Nobody wants Cory Booker. He looks like Mr. Clean without the earring. None of these people. They're all jokes. They're talking about reparations, and yet they don't want kids to have school lunch. Do you know in Baltimore, the schools have been closed this week because there's no air conditioning? And Elijah Cummings talking about the kids at the border. I mean, where do they find these people?
You said a lot of strong things, which I love to hear somebody outspoken. But you said a really strong two-word phrase, civil war. You said the civil war in our streets. Expand on that. What do you mean by that?
We're tired of the Democrats. We're tired. You know what? I don't care that John Lewis got beat in the 60s. Maybe they should have finished him off. Have you seen this bill? You see this bill he's putting where they're going to put the children, black kids, in an openly gay adoption? Who does this? Is this Dr. King's dream that we get sodomized before we're 10?
I don't know. I don't know. Listening to you, part of me, it's like my spirit raises up and I get fired up, and the other half, I'm laughing the whole time. I don't know which one's stronger. We're just not used to hearing somebody, anybody, white or black, talk about this, especially a black man talk like this. It's very refreshing.
Black. Those guys are Negroes or something else, or they're functionaries. You know what? I live in the hood. I was in Baltimore for a week. I'm there in the hood. Okay? We live here. And the people that you're hearing from are folks who go on script, who talk about things. For example, there's Congresswoman Wagner who has this Born Alive bill. Do you know that these black members of Congress think it's okay to drown black babies that survive abortion in formaldehyde or throw them in a utility closet. And they have a problem with Donald Trump doing some locker room talk with a Bush agent. Come on. So you understand, some of us get it. The thing that's happening is that we're not allowed to know each other. I'll give you an example. This has happened before in America. There used to be a time that there was something called race music. This was music that black people listened to, and if you were a southerner, you might get to hear it because it's everywhere. But a lot of people were not allowed to hear music made by blacks until the music started being played by outspoken disc jockeys, right? Mm-hmm. Like Mr. Freed.
Alan Freed, yes, in Cleveland. Elvis Presley playing also helped.
Who forced the whole world to listen to black music? White folks. Wasn't black people. But someone had to give a space for this to get out. Music had been there all along. Just people weren't allowed to hear it. Someone else decided you can't hear it. Someone has decided. There's a documentary that I'm in called Black, White, and Blue. It's on Amazon. It's on Vimeo. We attacked Black Lives Matter so viciously that Black Lives Matter had the film that I was in banned from all film festivals in America.
Wow.
Just to shut me up for the 7 minutes I was in a 71-minute film. All of that to shut me up.
Let me pause right there for 1 second. Okay, what you just said, how do they have the power, Black Lives Matter? I mean, somebody very powerful is behind them that has that type of influence. I don't think people realize that. I mean, these aren't just some revolutionaries
in the
streets.
They're communist frauds.
Yes.
They're LGBTQ communist frauds that are being held by Soros and the globalists. They're not black. Do you realize that they've changed the name to the Movement for Black Lives?
No, I
Why?
Didn't know that.
Because black folk have been attacking them all over the country. But you know what? The conservative folks oftentimes don't say, let's do some black news. Because it's presumed that, and by the way, blacks watch Fox more than they do CNN, but Fox doesn't think about, hey, let's really educate these people. Maybe they'll change their voting pattern instead of antagonizing. Maybe they'll get along. So we're not getting the opportunity to express. For example, let me tell you a real story. I told Larry Tinker this story. On September 9th, I was with Mr. Pressler and others cleaning trash in West Baltimore, the Druid Hill area. I had on the shirt saying, Blacks for Trump. I was cleaning trash, and I walked to the street, and this car, white car, rolled up, and they began honking the horn at me. I thought they were angry, but that wasn't it. It was a black man and his wife, and they were saying, are you here? I said, yes. He says, would you help us? They saw Trump on my shirt, and the first thing is, you'll help us. These are black people in the hood. They see Trump, and they say, help. We'll get help. They stopped and said, surely you'll help us. I said, yeah, we'll help you. And they've been trying to reach their city councilman,
That's
who's
powerful.
A black Democrat, and they wouldn't respond to it, and we forced their councilman to talk to them. Do you understand what that did? I thought I was going to get some. You sell out. Instead, they saw Blacks for Trump and figured, surely that man will help
me. Wow.
And there are other people that are like that. Just, we have to be more aggressive. Stop discounting it. A lot of black folks are sick of the Democrats. It's a joke. If you look at it right now, the Democrats can't even run a primary because blacks are one-third of their voter base, and we don't like anybody. I mean, Elizabeth Warren looks like Elton John with a bad hair day. I mean, really. Really.
Where do you come up? Do you sit around thinking about this?
Or did you? Oh, my God, it's awful. I mean, and Biden looks like a Dracula with anorexia who lost his just for men. I mean, no one's voting for these people. They're going to lose if we simply make certain that the people on the coast that are tired of the Democrats connect with the people in the middle of the country. The whole country needs to be red. And the other thing I'm going to say to you, why I come up with this, it's because I'm angry. My humor has an edge to it. When you know about the lead poisoning, this is what I've been working with Roger Stone on. There's lead poisoning in every major city in America. It disproportionately impacts black Americans. And the Democrats know all about it, and they've done nothing. Elijah Cummings is a person capable of dealing with the lead crisis, and he's covered it up. It was the Republicans that forced the Flint hearings. That meant Elijah Cummings turned his back on 9,000 poisoned children. And the city of Baltimore, the ward is so dangerous. The candidate I work for, both of her sons have lead poisoning. What, five or more out of every 100 black children in Baltimore has acute lead poisoning. That's why there's so much violence. It's lead genocide that the Democrats have done. This is why I'm angry, why I have this sense of humor. And now that I have a motto, I'd rather be red than die from lead.
Wow. Let's talk about Baltimore. Let's be more specific. You've brought up Elijah Cummings. You're involved in the campaign there. Let's reiterate, make that clear for everybody so they can support what you're doing there.
Yes. It's very simple. There's a phenomenal woman by the name of Reba Hawkins. She's a lady that pulled herself off of welfare, and now she employs 200 people, veterans, homeless people, and whoever she can. She goes around and finds people and gives them work. Okay, she's running against Elijah Cummings because both of her sons were lead poisoned. And when Cummings sat up and lied and sassed the president, when he took the time to talk about Baltimore, because Cummings sure ain't doing it, when he did that, a lot of people snapped. A lot of people, you didn't see it. It was all over YouTube, all the black people in Baltimore that were glad someone finally told the truth. There were contests over who could get the worst pictures of Baltimore to show. They did not curse Donald Trump. They're cursing Cummings. But the liberals want you to think that if a president that reaches out as much to black people as Trump, that black folks are spitting in his hand. It's not true. They want him to come to Baltimore. And when they had the protests, those were people from outside the city. Klantifa. These Nazi on the left types who go around everywhere and go into a blighted area and you smash window plate? How are you helping me?
Good question. This is such good news. And it I think it belies, you know, the corporate media always presents one image and we take it down hook, line, and sinker. What you're telling us is kind of instinctually what I'm feeling. America is rising up. There's a part of this country who people halfway sense they don't like what's going on, and they see something different. And I think you're articulating that very well.
And it's true that there are people who are going to die Democrats. To me, not fast enough. okay, but there are other people that are willing to be independent for something else. And so, like the criminal justice reform, Elijah Cummings and that woman, Maxine Waters, the one who
California.
Has a wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't respect anyone. She doesn't even pay royalties to James Brown for that wig she's got on. she could pay him. These people are awful. She's awful.
Hold on, Dr. Short. I can't even get a drink of water with you because I'm going to spit it out. You're going to make me laugh. Here, look, we got about 2 minutes before the break, and then on the other side, we'll get into Roger Stone. We'll get into the Equality Act really heavy.
Right.
We got about 2 minutes. Let me get your thoughts. The Democratic Party, they're a terrorist organization in this country. They're openly calling for the disarmament of this country. They want to take the power from the people.
And the destruction of Jesus. They want to get rid of Christianity. Guy
yes.
asked the people in the interview, what would black people be without Jesus Christ? No one can answer. Anyone that wants to take Jesus Christ out of my life wants us dead. They want to destroy this.
That's
country.
A great way to put it. I mean, it's as simple
without
as that.
God,
I think it's
the song we sing, without God, I could do nothing. And without God, we're nothing as a nation. It says wickedness is a reproach to a nation, but righteousness exalts a nation. And they want wickedness. They want the Equality Act. Even here in D.C., they have this thing called the Community Safety.
Hold on one second on the Equality Act.
Yes.
Hold on,
yes,
Matt, because I don't want to break you up because of the break. Wait on the Equality Act. Let me just get your react. We got about literally 1 minute and a half. You've been in Baltimore. You've seen that. Obviously, it's been a center of this discussion about guns. What do people on the streets in Baltimore think about, quote-unquote, gun control?
My candidate just joined the NRA. These people want guns. You need them.
I mean,
you've got a city full of people who have been chemically poisoned by lead, that are violent. In fact, they need a gun. In fact, this happened all over the country. So what's wrong with guns? Guns don't commit crimes. Criminals do with guns. What part of that don't they get? And speaking of guns in Baltimore, my ancestors, who were the first people to have guns, who served in the Civil War, moved to Baltimore because they had had guns and had helped fight for freedom. So there's a link in my family to guns. Having gun ownership and freedom has always been integral to African Americans. There were things called union leagues all over the country to fight against the KKK, to defend the Republican Party. And so if Elijah Cummings and the other fools and what I call the Congressional Black Circus don't get it, this is why we don't like them anymore.
Very powerful. Just you know, Mao Zedong said political power comes at the point of a gun, and he would know because he murdered, you know, about 80 million of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is really about power, and I think that your community that you're talking about, they black people understand this. You know, the black people I talk to, when you get down the brass tacks, they understand things, power, taking from them. They have a context to describe that. This isn't some, they get it, I think. And I really hope that on a larger scale that this is starting to change. Like you're saying, I really hope that Reba Hawkins.
The NAACP is based in Baltimore, and the NAACP, which should be stripped of its tax-exempt status, they know that 21% or more black folks are with Trump. Game is over.
Wow. Wow. That's game over. It's done. Trump's going to win. No question. If that's true, it's over. It's done. They don't have a prayer. And 40% supposedly of the people in the New Mexico rally were Latino. This is done. They're grasping at straws. No wonder they want to impeach him. There's the music. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Don't forget about the MasteringVaccineInfo.com website, the boot camp, the course, 8-week course with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. This is, I don't know of many more important medical issues. I mean, there may be a couple, but the way vaccines are being used, the push, the control, to get into our lives, that you can't even go to school till you roll up your sleeve. I mean, that's not America. You need to know these things. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, MasteringVaccineInfo.com and Vaxter.com. She'll be on later this week also. The specials on the Good Health Naturally products, the curcumin, all sorts of those, the Grown by Nature, the Full Spectrum Vitamin E, the Alpha Lipoic Acid R, all of these products at The Power Mall. Ron Sally, Helon, Lamb Cream, ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. We appreciate your support. We're allowed to have somebody like Dr. Short come on and really crack us up and say these things. Yeah, because of you. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And also, later today, I am going to be answering the phones if you call the Power Mall to order. So, you know, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to order, I'll take your order. I'll do the best I can. Anyway, we'll make it happen. But I would love to hear from you. So it'd be great. So 877-817-9829. Give me a little bit. And about 30 minutes after the show, I'll be on the phone for a while. So it'd be great to hear from you all. Our guest here has, it's emotions that move people. The facts don't move people, emotions move people. And Dr. Short has a way of really pointing out the obvious, but saying it in such a way, it just blows people's paradigms. It's fantastic. And we love having him on. We're talking about Elijah Cummings in Baltimore, what's going on in Baltimore. And these people, like Elijah Cummings, like Maxine Waters, have looked their nose down on America, on Donald Trump, and lectured us about God only knows what. But at the same time, their districts and the people around them, and it's just a crumbling hellhole. But we're getting lectured by these people like they're legitimate. They're not legitimate. No, they're not. And Dr. Short is pointing this out. They are not legitimate. Dr. Short is showing you your power, and the legitimacy is in you, and truth, and justice, and ingenuity, and creativity, and opportunity. This is legitimate. This is America. The Declaration of Independence. God. Under God. And that's what we want. So let me, before we go, we're going to talk about the Equality Act, Dr. Short. Let me get your comment. Are you concerned about voter fraud at all? We saw in Florida, certainly, there's a lot of cases. To me, that's the only thing that can stop Trump, is some sort of major voter fraud.
Or just not just voter fraud, but the Democratic Party stealing elections, period. If you look at the district that Elijah Cummings has, that they created, it looks like a cursive C with crystal meth. I mean, it's absolutely insane how we've got to try to get the map to get the streets right. It's designed to make certain that you can't win. They steal elections. And look, they can vote in certain places. The illegals, okay? And just because they're not white doesn't mean they're cool with me either. This black and brown, what a hoax. It's a sham. Do you know Mexico didn't start counting blacks in their census until 2015?
Yeah, I did.
And Maxine and them want to tell us that they're our friends? Oh, really? Okay, that's what it is. That's why they burn us out in neighborhoods in Los Angeles and why there are thousands of people in jail for hate crimes against blacks from Latin America. No, I like borders. There is voter fraud. They steal people's ID and everything else. This stuff all started picking up where, you get a call from Western Union because someone has your ID in New Mexico and you've never been there. And we don't know how that happened. Sure we do. If you can steal someone's ID, why can't you also vote? And you know, there are 40 million fake Social Security numbers in America. That's 40 million people that can vote who are stealing. Our country's going to pay for letting these Democrats do this to us.
Wow. Let me transition a little bit. We certainly want to support Reba Hawkins. Reba Hawkins, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, please call her, support her, any way you can. If you're in Baltimore, certainly get on board there and help. I want to switch gears a little bit, and such an important issue. Taylor Swift has been lecturing the world and her audience and Donald Trump for months now about this Equality Act and how you're full of hate and you're a bad person if you're not for this Equality Act. Please describe to us, what does this Equality Act really mean and what do we need to do about it?
Well, I call the Equality Act, or the Gay Equality Act, the pedophile amnesty bill.
Ooh.
And what it effectively will do will legalize pedophilia. It will give federal protected status to people into violent sex, necrophiliacs, bestiality. It'll be just like being black. And it's racist. I call it queer crow, where you come around and you compare my folks not being able to make a tinkle in a restroom downtown 50 years ago to someone not being able to have sex in a restroom today.
I have to ask you this before. I want to get into this further, but you say legalize pedophilia. What do you mean
Absolutely.
By that? What do you mean by that?
The very first line of the Gay Equality Act is it's an act to end discrimination based on sex, gender orientation, and sexual identity, and for other purposes.
Whoa.
It's a blank check. First line of it scared the hell out of me.
What does that mean?
What are the other purposes?
Yeah, what is that going to mean? Say this is passed. What does that mean? I mean, we've already seen people can't bake a cake. They're trying to force people to bake cakes they don't want to bake. So what does this mean?
What it will ultimately mean, it's already here, my friend. It's called MAP. The movement that they're not talking about is the Minor Attracted Persons Movement. That's the new way of saying pederast or pedophile. These
Whoa.
Are the people who want theirs. If you look at the Gay Manifesto from 1972, these people want to lower the age of consent. You already have child prostitution decriminalized in California. And by the way, we're having hearings on October 17th because this community safety and healthy community, something like that, Act of 2019. Here in D.C., they want to decriminalize prostitution, brothel owning, pimping, and the purchasing of sex. Here in Washington.
Okay, I want to go back to you know, and we've seen, and I'm trying to put this together. I don't quite know how to ask you, but so just go anywhere you want to. But we've seen drag queens talking to 5-year-olds. We've seen in California, Rebecca Friedrichs was on from kids. I don't know if you know her. She's from forkidsandcountry.org. I don't know if you know her, but you should.
Introduce us.
Yes, you should definitely know her. She is standing up and saying, right, this isn't the future, this isn't some idea. Right now, they're teaching 4-year-olds that their parents assign them a gender. That's not their gender. They're letting 10 and 11-year-olds run condom relay races.
You're going too far. Do you know about the California Healthy Children Act? It's something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Okay. Do
yes.
you know that they're teaching children to put lubrication in their orifices, their
yes.
body holes, now at 4 and 5? Okay,
and
as a parent, you can't opt out. And by the way, they have this up in Massachusetts already. And it's here outside of D.C. And Fairfax County, they're moving, where, you know, they can take your child away. If they teach your child that they're a girl when they're a boy, and they come to school and say, my father says I'm a boy, they take the child away from the parent and give the parent a civil protection order where you can't come around your own child. They give your child hormone-blocking drugs. And if it's a girl, they cut her breast off, and they take a piece of her arm and make an albino snapping turtle-looking phallus and sew it on to her. This is what these people want. This is sick. It's debauchery. Even Sodom and Gomorrah, they were male and female in Sodom and Gomorrah. This takes Sodom and Gomorrah to a whole nother level. Okay?
Why do they want it? Why are they pushing? I mean, is it – there has to be – I mean, this is –
population to break down a nation. It's there's a thing that they do in Marxism. They did it in Germany. They made the Germans so crazy with all the drag queens. Berlin used to be the capital of drag queens before Hitler came along. The people were so – there's a very good book called Gay Berlin. Look it up. Everyone went there for sex tourism to Berlin in the 1920s. They made the people so sick of immorality until they would take a dictator that would take all their freedoms away to end the filth in their nation.
That's great analysis.
And that's what they want in America, all the while calling Trump a dictator, forcing this immorality, right? In fact, notice they've been attacking Mitch McConnell ever since he did not allow the Gay Equality Act to get on the floor of the Senate.
They've been attacking him
night and day. They've done everything except put a dead prostitute in bed and say he did it to try to find something to come up to get him out of his office.
All right, let me... what should we do about these schools? Because, I mean, I can't have my 12-year-old going to get an abortion without me knowing about it, because that's what's happening right now in some of these schools.
Well, you know how white folk imitate black people? Y'all need to walk out. We all need to start singing We Shall Overcome. Get their kids, everybody get out. And they need to also have criminal and sexuality background checks on the teachers and administrators. And if you're a creep or a freak or a pedophile, you get fired and you can't work, and there's a registry. So your name would show up in any school district that you tried to work. On top of that, they need to bring the laws back that pedophilia is a life sentence. And if you do violence to a child or a woman, 2 strikes, and it's the death penalty. The death penalty is here to put the fear of God into people, that if you hurt any of his children other than yourself, that the community's coming after you. And that was the old-time religion, and it's sure good enough for me.
All right, you are a minister, obviously, and you do reference the Bible, and that's the core of your values. This whole gender, you know, they're telling us there's 28 genders, and now they say, oh, no, there's 100 and something
genders. No, there's 218 genders.
See, I can't even keep up with it. Yeah.
No, because you can't, because in Genesis it said God made male and female, period. They're just 2. Like the song my cousin Marvin Gaye used to sing with my auntie Kim Weston, it takes 2, male and female. Nothing else need apply.
How do you combat? Okay, let me ask you this question for our audience. So, obviously, these tools, like they say, either you're racist, you're homophobic, you're full of hate. When you say these things, you know, we don't agree with this. We don't want this taught. This is abominable. I don't want any part of this. My child is a boy or a girl, and that's it. And anybody tells me different, you know, we got a real damn problem. So when people come back and say, oh, Mr. Brigman, you must be homophobic. You must be racist. You must be what? How do you combat something like that?
Well, one, we need to overcome white shaming and Christ shaming. I refuse to be ashamed about being a Christian, and you should refuse to be ashamed of whatever shade, color, or creed God made you. And in particular, it says if you deny Jesus before man, he denies you before God the Father. Ooh. When we back down, we condemn ourselves to hell. We've got to face it. It says there'll be persecution, and Luke 21, Jesus said, just like I was, you'll be hated for my name's sake. So bring on the hate. I'm not going to bend. And I just want to tell you something. We need to talk more to each other. Since I spoke to you last, I've been doing more genealogy. You know what I found out that was really, I was talking to Larry about that blew my mind? Even back in slavery times, the folks in my family ended up getting religion. I'm talking about the white ones. And you know what they did? They set the blacks free, the Lancaster family. This is where I can document it. And they started educating and doing things to help other people. We give a broad brush, white is bad. That needs to stop. It says all things that God made were good. All things. You, me, everybody. We can't have a superior or a pure or a good group, or gays or virtuous and straights or not. I reject that. It also says that all things that God made was good, and it said there's none righteous, no, not one. So my curly or nappy hair ain't going to make me any more saved if I don't have my life right with God than anyone whose hair or skin color is different. Okay, none is righteous. And so nobody has a position to attack you if you want to make certain that your child doesn't have a molester teaching them, or a molester putting stuff in the green beans in the cafeteria. There are other things. In fact, when you go up against these people, you need to know your enemy. There's a thing called chemsex. This has been a big thing for the last 5 years, where people have, they take crystal meth, cocaine, ketamine. They take a cocktail of drugs that allow them, poppers, to loosen up their rear end and to keep their genitalia erect. And they have sex for days at a time with hundreds of people, and it's caused a reignition and an explosion in the rate of AIDS throughout Europe. It'll be in America soon because we follow the Europeans. And so when we ask people, is this what you want equality for? There's another thing where the people all put their mouths on people's rear ends and they make human centipedes and then play musical chairs switching around. This is not an ethnic group. This is not immutable. It's a choice to get into a human centipede. It's not a choice for you to have the eye color that you have or that I have, but it's a choice to do the centipede. It's a choice to do chemsex. It's a choice to have a double mastectomy. It's a choice to be a nubbo. These are the boys that cut their own privates off in their homes with the internet instruction. Those are choices. And it's interesting that there's another thing that happens with all of this. What we can say to the LGBTQ militants, that the rates of suicide, drug addiction, and health disparities, with all of the liberties and amenities and extra rights given to gays, they're still committing suicide, having regret, using drugs. They have higher rates of divorce, violence, and suicide and addiction than anybody else, which says something ain't right about it, because the health outcomes and the lower life expectancies for these people say something's wrong with it.
We have about, eight minutes or so. I want to transition a little bit, and we can, you can go anywhere you want to, but I have to mention Roger Stone. His case is coming up, and I know you wanted to talk about that a little bit.
November 5th. At the Perryman Courthouse. Please, I want folks to come down. We're going to try. You know, I'm doing this thing in Baltimore, but I'd like to get people to come down and for us to pray for Roger Stone. Roger Stone is my Republican godfather. He's my father in politics. Please don't let them take my dad. Please don't let them destroy him. They want to put him in jail, and anything can happen to him there. He's an American hero. He's an American patriot. He's a good man. He's a family man. Yes, he has a sense of humor. I do, too. That judge, she's an Obama appointee. I was in the court. You could feel how much she hated him. She hated him so much. It gave me a headache. I almost fell asleep. To feel just, you could feel the hatred from this lady.
Mm.
There's no way he can get any justice. He won't get it.
Why, Randy? Why is there? Tell us a little bit about the background, where his case is, or why is there so much hate against him?
Because Roger Stone, one reason they hate Roger Stone, he's a Trump whisperer. He's the one person that can talk sense to Trump, because, you know, Trump's special. Trump's a person that's done it all his own way. When you're like that, you're kind of hard to rein in. But Stone is a person that can do that with them. They don't want Trump to have any friends. They did Flynn, too. Anybody that loves Trump has to be destroyed. If you say nice stuff about him on Twitter, like, you get removed. They don't want Trump to have any friends because they are dangerous rhinos, Republican in name only, and brinos, black Republican in name only, that are circling our president, preventing him from bringing the infrastructure, the change that he wants to bring. And they want him to fail. They want America to fail. And they want to alienate him from his best friend, his most loyal person that can help him, which is Stone. And so if they can destroy Stone, you see, Stone worked with people like me. We got blacks to turn against Hillary by going after and exposing what Hillary Clinton had done to Bill Clinton's black son, his only child, because, you know, Chelsea's not his. That's Webb Hubble's daughter. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Roger has
make
to
that
be
clear,
punished.
Dr. Short. Make that clear, so you know people may have not heard that. Please clear, make that clear to
okay.
people.
Hillary Clinton had an affair with her boss named Webster Hubble. Webster Hubble looks like Chelsea.
They're like twins.
With a sex change, yeah.
Yeah, they're twins.
She is not Bill Clinton's daughter. Bill Clinton's son is Danny Williams, and Hillary hates. Because she never had a child with Bill. She hates this boy. We exposed it. This helped get a lot of people. I come from a mixed family. And you want to get under someone's skin and say that the white woman ran the white father away from the black kids is our history. That made a lot of people angry that voted against her. Because we all have these stories. I shared the story that the vice president of the United States who became the secretary of war of the Confederacy is John C. Breckinridge. I'm going to send you a picture of my cousin, who's a great-granddaughter of John C. Breckinridge. His daughter got left behind when they moved to Kentucky. So we have these hurtful stories of white fathers with black kids. And oftentimes the angry wife retaliated against the children. So we use psychology. And it made a lot of black people hate Hillary because we all have these histories of being mixed. And Roger Stone and us, we tapped into that. They're terrified that Roger can bring diversity because some of the people around Trump, they're trust fund babies. They don't know how to do a national campaign like Roger Stone does. Not only that, Roger Stone is the one person that can help Trump get through this impeachment crisis. And that's why they want him in jail, where he can get hurt, where they can Epstein him. And make it out, well, Roger Stone hung himself.
Why doesn't Trump pardon him?
Trump can't help him until they convict him. But we need someone to reach out to Franklin Graham, Paula White, somebody that's up in front of Trump and say, free Roger Stone. If anybody want to help me, can't send me any money or can't help Reba, please help my dad. Don't let them do this to Roger Stone. He's very important to me.
Well, we can, no matter what, we can certainly pray. We can certainly be aware and let's have a declaration. We declare now protection and angels on his case, that the truth will come out and that he will be able to come out and help our country and continue what he's doing.
And Trump will pardon him. If they convict
yes.
him, Trump, I mean, he's pissed everybody else off when he wanted to piss off this little hateful, nasty judge. But the little vicious attitude, a biased, crooked judge.
Well, we also declare that all those who seek his imprisonment, his slavery, that slavery and imprisonment will be turned on them. that no longer will America be captive, not, and especially Roger Stone and all of us. The captivity that they are planning for him will turn on them. The net that the hole they have dug for America and for Roger Stone will be turned and fall on them.
Right.
That
we
is what we declare.
Some Haman back at you out of the book of Esther, that you get it. It says you dig a ditch for someone and you fall into it. And all I want folks to do is do that and pray that we get rid of Elisha Cummings, Reba Hawkins, 2020.org is the website. They can always
how do you spell that? How do you spell that? R-E-B-A?
Right, Hawkins. Hawkins, 2020.org is the website. Please know that we've already been threatened by Elijah Cummings' campaign through proxies. They don't want us to leave, but, you know, my duty is to be a transsexual Harriet Tubman to get my folks to leave the Democratic Party. And so my birthday wish in February is that at least half of us leave. You know, I want to be the Candace Owens bat boy. You know, this bat girl.
Yeah.
We need some other people. Please pray that our people leave this Democratic Party.
Well, we got about a minute. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you, as it was last time. I hope to have you on again. We'll keep this up in our minds. We'll keep this in our hearts. You are a patriot. You are a hero. For getting people to see the truth, getting people to lift themselves up and to quit falling for this BS, this crap. Let's have some truth. Let's have some light. Let's have some American spirit of independence, spirit of freedom. Have God back in them. Where the spirit of God is, there is liberty, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we all want. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God had made you. Dr. Short, an absolute pleasure, my friend. We got about, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds.
God bless Anita Bryant. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump.
Very good. Thank you so much, Dr. Short, and look forward to talking to you again.
All right.
Tell Larry we said hi if you talk to him Friday.
I will.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later this week. Remember, in about 30 minutes, I'm going to be on the phone. So give me about 30 minutes to get myself together, and I'll be taking calls at the Power Mall, and would love to hear from you. So there you go. And Dr. Short, I'll try to get Rebecca, see if I can hook you two guys up. You two would be very powerful together. Very powerful. All right, everybody. God bless.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.